To begin with, let's give a little bit of background on this project. I know it's partly grown out of the demise of the previous flux capacitor space, but I would like to hear you guys tell sort of how this came to be.
After the flux shut down in December, you know, everybody was devastated in the community. I don't think that enough could be said about how sad that was. And we thought, you know, we've been trying to explain to everybody what this community is, but why don't we just show them? So we put together a community meeting at the Tim Gill Center. I think it was the first week of March. We had over 200 people come out and pack the place. And I think probably around 50 people gave testimonials about how the flux had changed their lives, how they had found a sense of community. And John Spears from the library district was at that meeting, and he saw the community, something you can't really explain to people. He got it, and he said, this is what libraries are meant to do. This is a demographic that the library is currently not reaching, and we have the power to connect the community with our resources.
From the library point of view, we have space. We have this building. It's the Knights of Columbus Hall. John and I, for the past year, have talked about what we could do with that space, and we've talked about performance area, multi-use, all sorts of different ideas. He came away from that town hall knowing that that space probably could work for Flux Capacitor and other groups. We have the space. We don't have the staff right now to do something with it. They have staff and human power, so it kind of just came together that way.
And so the Flux Capacitor, it was an all-ages venue in a warehouse space. What was the void that was left when that closed as far as accessibility of spaces and the types of venues that do exist in the city?
Well, you know, I think in a lot of cities, you know, there's like two kinds of places that you play. You know, you play the big venue and then you play the bars. A lot of bars won't let, you know, underage kids go to the shows or even play shows. So what we wanted to do is have a place where everybody, no matter who you are, no matter what age you are, you can come, you can express yourself, get a release, and you can do it in a grassroots level. And since it stopped, you know, it kind of just brought it back to kind of where it used to be and where it was. But we're still doing it. Kids are still interested. And as I tell people, I'm like, Flux wasn't just that building. It wasn't just that room. Flux is a state of mind, and Flux is what we're all doing, you know, as a community together with music and art in general.
And I don't know that Brian is like going to toot his own horn or like sing his own praises, but I have to say that, you know, I've been a musician for my whole life and been touring around the country, playing in DIY spaces. And, you know, this last tour that my band went on, every single place we went, whether it was a DIY space or not, had heard of the Flux. Someone had heard of the Flux. Someone had played at the Flux. And that just like never happens. The fact that the Flux put Colorado Springs on the map as a destination that artists want to come to enjoy the community, that is just absolutely outstanding.
Brian, the Flux, the DIY feel, the way in which it was in an unsanctioned space and kind of under the radar, in a way that did kind of lend a certain character to that space and to the events that were held there. Are you worried at all about what it might mean to go legit, so to speak?
You know, that's always something that goes through my mind. But honestly, it'll be kind of nice to not have to look over my shoulder every show we do, you know. And we're still going to have all the same ethics and everything, you know. This isn't like going and just starting another bar venue, you know. It's still a huge community feel, and that's kind of what Flux was in the grand spectrum of things. It wasn't the illegality of it. It was the fact that it's people in the community doing something. So I think it's still going to be the same and might even be better and bigger and cooler building with more people to share it with.
We're just thrilled at PPLD that we have Flux as our primary partner right now to lead the way by experimenting and doing these things. And we kind of learn from them. They're keeping hours that usually aren't library hours. So we have to get a different mindset as to when people are using the facility and that sort of thing. And I think it's a step forward from our newest facility at Library 21C, a library for the 21st century. The library isn't about books and being shushed anymore. It's about the community moving forward and finding themselves and finding each other.
Sean Anglum, Kate Perdoni, Brian Ostro, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.